Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we learned the Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Melachim in Halacha Vav in the context of our shiurim, Rambam Hilchos Melachim. And we asked a series of kashas kedarkeinu, the Rambam. And now we are going to get to the resolution, or at least begin it, based on the Torah of Moiri v'Rabbi Agoin HaGadol Mufla ve'amufla Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzal. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Samach Beis writes, the Mitzvah Zuno Heges B'Zichorim Shehin B'nei Milchoma. This Mitzvah about Ammon and Moab Lo'isidroi Shloimam V'toivosam Kol HaYomim is Noyeg B'Zichorim with males, Shehem B'nei Milchama, because they are ones who wage war. Since Zechorim wage war, our enmity, our hostility, should be directed towards them. Or at least, it doesn't say in the Torah hostility, but it says, L'sidro Shlomo B'tavasim Koyim, and Allah to make peace with them. So that's only the males who engage in war. The Minchas Chinuch is Tameya, that we saw in that Gos Memonios, in the Kesef Mishnah, and the Medrash, that this Isser is Drishas Shalom Be'alma Gam Shalom B'Sha'as Milchama. It has nothing to do with Sha'as Milchama. Where do you get that it's Dafka B'Sha'as Milchama? It's even Shalom B'Sha'as Milchama. As we see by David HaMelech, who got in trouble for doing a chesed with Chanun, to repay the kindness that his father Nachash had done for David's family. So this is Yafilu Shalom B'Sha'as Milchama. So why does the Chinuch say it's only B'Sha'as Milchama? That has nothing to do with Zecharim, who wage war. V'chein ikshami ma shekatuv kan Rambam hu misifri, ma shekatuv v'tovatam, t'imachal shenamar v'tov lelo tonenu, yechol afeilu kein tamud lomar v'tovatam, v'isur zeino klal inyan lamelchama, El Levit Shebarach L'Eretz Yisrael. So the Minchas Chinuch is also Tomeya from the Rambam. Here, based on the Sifri in Parashas Kiseitze, when it says V'tovasam, since it says in the Pasuk B'tov Lo Lo Sonenu that you shouldn't afflict him, so I might think that even these people are like that. In other words, Ammon and Moab, Tamid Lomar V'Tovasam. No, Ammon and Moab, you're not allowed to seek out their good. Now, this Isser of B'Tov Lo Sonenu is talking about an Eved Shebarach L'Eretz Yisrael. That you should treat the Eved nicely. And that has nothing to do with war. It's also a din and a ger toshav. So this has nothing to do with war. That's what it says there in the pasuk. Lo saskir eved al adoinav v'sher yinatzei alecha mi'im adoinav. Don't return an eved who runs away from his master. Imcha yeshiv b'kirbucha b'mokom v'sher yivchar b'achad sharecha b'tov lo lo tonenu. So let him dwell among you. But that wouldn't apply to Ammon and Moab. That has nothing to do with B'Sha'as Milchama. So what's Pshat in the Chinuch? That he says it's Dafka Zecharim And it's talking about a milchama. B'mitzvah zu noheges b'zecharim she'em b'nei milchama. Ma kesher im milchama? And rakach. שהמנחת חינוך הקשה מניין להם למונה המצוות שהוא לאו ודילמה אינו אלא שלילה שאין בהם המצווה של, המצווה של קריאת שלום או העשה שאימך יישב ומנחת חינוך asks, how do the money of mitzvahs know that it's a lav? How do they know it's a lav to make peace with Ammon and Moab? Maybe it only means that there's no mitzvah of kriyat shalom. There's no essay of Imcha Yeshev that he should dwell with you. You should be nice to him. That applies to a Ger Toshev, it applies to an Eved Shebarach, but it doesn't apply to Ammon and Moav. But that doesn't mean there's necessarily a lav. How do the Moni Mitzvahs get that there's a lav to make peace? Maybe there's just no essay of Kriya Shalom or no essay of Imcha Yeshev. V'yein b'inyan zeh b'tosfot b'zvachim b'samach vav v'amud alef b'divon otchil ala me'ata. ויהיין בדברי הגון רבי יוחם פישל פרלה על רסג לא תעשה רי סמך כמו מה שכתב בזה. ונראה לפרש כך, שמורנו רבינו אמר, במקום אחר, בהלכה א' בפרק הזה, בדעת החינוך, שמצוות עשה של קריאת שלום, אינה מצד העניין החיובי בשלום, אלא מצד התועלת לנו להשיג תכלית המלחמה, בלא מלחמה, אלא בשלום. אם כן, אי אפשר שיהיה זה רק שלילה ואי חיוב. The mitzvah is, as Moreno Rabbeinu explained elsewhere, בדעס החינוך, the mitzvah's essay of Kriya Shalom is not because of the positive benefits of Shalom, but rather only because of the toelas, the benefit for us that we can achieve what we would achieve at war without war, just with peace. Now, what's the point of war? War is that afterwards, war is that you get what you want. So if you can get what you want without war, just with peace, then b'seder gamur. So if I'm not mistaken, we discuss this at length in our shiurim. But that's the vort of kriya b'shalom. It's not because there's a positive value. There is a positive value in shalom, but that b'das achinuch is not the mitzvah. But rather, you can get the same benefit from peace that you could by war. So then you call out to peace. So therefore, it can't just be an e-chiyuv, a lack of a chiyuv, a shlila. Shere ha-chiyuv b'zeh mitzah to'elit Yisraeli. Because this chiyuv is for our benefit, for the benefit of the Jewish people. And why shouldn't we achieve this benefit when it comes to Ammon and Moab? So it must be that there's mamish and isser here. If it was just telling us, don't do it. What do you mean just don't do it? We're going to have a benefit. Why shouldn't you do what benefits us? So the answer is that it's a lav. That's how we get that it's a lav. That answers the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. It has to be a lav, otherwise why would it be aser? Umina de bal kolchenu krai lelavu dati. V'chol zeh b'drishat shomam. So it must be that the pasuk is telling us that there's a lav, and therefore you're not allowed to seek out their peace. But that's all when it comes to seeking out their peace. Avel enyan tovatam ein echreach shehu isur. Because that's all when it comes to Shalom. Because Shalom, we're getting a benefit. So why would it be also for us to get a benefit? So it must be that it's a lav, but that's all in the lav. But when it comes to making, when it comes to Toivosam, not to do chesed with them, not to do favors with them, with Ammon and Moav, so there, it's not necessarily usher. It could just be that there's no mitzvah. Yisoda and Yan Shlilat Hanagai Noshit. You're now allowed to act in a humane way with Ammon and Moav. Just like they didn't act in a humane way with us. Kishem Shehem Lo Nagu Bahanagai Noshit Hamitchayevet Meotam Bnei Adam Kimavuar B'Lashon HaMidrash Rabba, like we saw in the Medrash Rabba, brought in the Ramban in the previous year, that this Umas Kalo Bzuya, these Umas are disgraceful. So we don't act towards them with humanity, because they don't know how to act with humanity. And therefore it says in the Ramban, שמפרשה זו הוא הדין שיש בהמון מואב הריגת תף, מה שאין הדין בכל שאר המלחמות. And when it comes to Ammon and Moab, there's also a mitzvah of Harigas Taf. What we don't have when it comes to the other nations. Because they didn't act in a humane way. So therefore, we return the favor, so to speak. What's the Lashon of the Ramban? Ramban says, והנראה אליי, כי במלחמת עמון ומואב הסרה כתוב עלינו לדורות, והכתוב שאמר לא תתגר בם, אינה מצווה לשעה בלבד, אבל היא מצוות לא תעשה לדורות. וזה שנאמר כי לבני לוט נתתי הירושה, ונארצם להם לעולם כי היא נחלה שנחילה מהשם. אם כן, הכתוב שאמר לא תדרוש, יצווה עם נלחם עליהם בעיר, שכבשו עם מנעמים, שלא נקרא להם לשלום, וכן אם יבואו הם ללחם בארצנו, מותר לנו לרדוף אחריהם ולחפוש שם במדינות, להקות יושבי ערים שעשה אמנו רעה, כמו שעשה יפתח ויקה מערוי רעד בורחה. מנית 20 עיר, וכן עשה דוד לכל הרי בני אמון, ועבור שהם פרצו הגדר תחילה ונלחמו בו, ואז לא נצטרך לקרוא בשלומם, ונקה ונלחמים בנו כל עיר, מתים הנשים והנשים, הנשים והטף, אם נרצה. So the Pasuk says the Ramban has forever forbidden war. Against Ammon and Moab, and the verse stating, neither contend with them, was not only a temporary command, but a negative commandment for the generations. It's for this reason that he said, because I have given unto the children of Lot for a possession. Thus their land belongs to them forever, because it is the possession that Hashem gave them. If so, the verse here stating, they shall not seek their peace, commands that if we wage war with them over a city which they captured from other peoples, that we are not to proclaim peace to them. Similarly, if they invaded our land, we are permitted to pursue them and capture cities from them, to smite the inhabitants of those cities who harmed us, as Yiftach did, and he smote them for our ware until you come to Minis, even Manis 20 cities. David also did so to the children of Ammon, because they breached the fence first and warred against him. In that event, we need not proclaim peace to them, and we may smite those fighting us in every city, the men, the women, and the little ones, if we wish. Like it says earlier, 234. So the Ramban refers to what it says earlier in Dvorim, in the second chapter. It says, ויאמר השם אלי אל תצר את מואב אל תזכר במלחמה כי לא אתן לך מארץ ירושה כי לבני לוט נתתי אסור ירושה. So don't start up with Moab, don't make war with Moab. And then Viter in Pasuk Yates says, Vekraftum ubnei Amon al tetzurim al tizkor bam ki lo ten meretz bnei Amon lecha Yerusha ki levnei Lot. So the Bnei Lot get these their countries. They get Eretz Bnei Amon. And they get R, so we're not allowed to wage war with them. So that's all. If they're just sitting in their land, we're not allowed to wage war with them. But the difference is that if they come and start up with us, then we wage war. And this neither contend with them is not temporary, but it's for the generations. because they gave it, they have the land, children, I've given it unto the children of Lot for a possession, so it's their land. And that it says not seek their peace, so if we wage war against them or a city which they captured from other peoples, then we're allowed to wage war. Or if they invaded our land, then we're allowed to wage war. When we wage war, then it's no mercy, even the women and the children. That's what it says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Lamed Daled, in Alkalis Kol Arav, Nachrem Kol Ir Mitim, Hanashim Ve'ataf, Lo Isharnu Sarid. So this is talking about Sichon, but the Ramban says that also applies to Ammon and Moab, when they either capture from other people's cities or if they attack us. So that's the status of Ammon and Moab. Ashuv. Yesh lav, we have a lav, we're now allowed to be Doresh Bishloma. We're now allowed to seek out their peace. And it has to be a lav, because if it's to our benefit, why shouldn't we seek out their peace? Because not waging war is our benefit. The answer is because it's a lav. But linyan tovasam, it's not necessarily usser. We just aren't supposed to act with them in a humane way because they didn't act humanely towards us. And therefore, there's even a mitzvah of harigas hataf if we so desire. אז מה זה קשור שהרמב"ן אומר הלא תדרוש שלומם להרוג את הטף? So the answer is because they're not בכלל בני אדם שנאמרו עליהם דינים של הנהגה מסוימת. ומשום כך אם ירצו, the Ramban says if we want, we're not chayev to, but if we want, then we're allowed to kill the taf. Because kriya shalom isn't shayich, and that's the lav. And also, we have no chiyuv to be Doresh Tovasam, like we would by other nations. But that's just a shlila. Mikevan she'ein ela shlila. So this is just a shlila. This is just negating. She'anachu lo mitnagim aleihem b'hanaga anoshit. זה יסוד המצווה. אז משום כך, מה החינוך כתב? החינוך כתב שזה דווקא בזכרים שהם בני מלחמה. הוא רק חישב את הלאו. The lashon of the chinuch is shenemnanu mehashlimi mamono moav ad olam b'inyan b'zeh shuakel tzivanu shenatzu olam yinot shenashamei mishalom kodem melchama. So he says that we're not allowed to make peace with them, because normally we make peace with the other nations, but not here. So again, the chinuch doesn't bring the inyan of lo sidrosh tovasam, rak shlomam, because the inyan of lo sidrosh tovasam is just lemnoa hanaga enoshit. It's not mamish alav. We said before that lo sidro shlom, shlomam is mamish alav. It's not just a shlila, not to seek out their peace, but it's mamish an iser. Because since it's to our benefit, why wouldn't we want to do it? Why would the Torah tell us not to do it? The answer is that it must mamish be an iser. That's only when it comes to drisha shalom, and not tovasam, and therefore the chinuch doesn't mention the tova part. And in fact, the Minchas Chinuch asks the kasha, how come the Chinuch doesn't bring this mitzvah of Tovasa? Like it says in the Sifri, אחר שנאמר בטוב לו לא תונני, יכול להפעילו כן, תמוד לומר בטובתם. So here we have an Isser of Tova. So why doesn't the Chinuch bring the Isser of being Darish Tova? The answer is it's not an Isser according to the Chinuch. It's just a Shlila. It's not something you should do, but it's not Mamish an Isser. Only Lo Sidra Shlomam is an Isser. So this is all only in the Das HaChinuch Begeder Mitzvah Bakasha Shalom. But if Shalom Agam Medat HaRambam, שרבנו הסביר בהלכה א', שעניין הוא בעצם השלום, לא רק אמצעי לטובתנו, it's not just a means having shalom for our benefit, but it's in the very value of peace. So that's Shitas HaRambam. Nevertheless, since we're getting peace, why would the Torah tell us not to do it? We're going to benefit from that peace. So it must be that it's mamish alav, it's mamish an iser. And therefore the Rambam learns that since the Shalom is an Isser, so hu adin tovatam, the Tov is also an Isser. It's written in the same Pasuk. And therefore, the Rambam brings both down the halacha le'isser, both shlomam and tovasam, because they're written in the same pasuk. Ukmo ken inyan drishat shalom shelo b'melchama shekshan menchat chinuch hanal v'day ha'pasuk li'issura b'melchama ma'ir lidat ha'chinuch. So the as far as drishat shalom goes, shelo b'melchama, so the menchas chinuch said it's talking even shelo b'melchama. The drishat shalom is even lo b'melchama, as we said before. So why does the Chinuch only say it's B'Shas Melcham, Mitzvah Zuno Heges B'Zacharim Shem B'nei Melcham? And he says, what are you talking about? He proves in the Medrash that it's talking about Shalom B'Shas Melcham. Even with David and Hanun, even Shalom B'Shas Melcham. So why does the Chinuch say it's only B'Shas Melcham? So the answer is that really the Pasuk is talking about Pashtus only about Shas Melcham. That b'shas melchama don't seek out their peace. Ela shemizecha zinan dat Torah she'en inyan shel hagan oshit klapehem. But you see from the fact that b'shas melchama you're not supposed to seek out their peace, it's because you're not supposed to act in the hanagan oshit in a humane way towards Ammon and Moab. And David, who did what he did it because he wanted to do a hanagan oshit shel chesed mul chesed. He wanted to repay kindness with a kindness. And the Medrash says al tzitz dakarbe. In other words, it's not a lav and an iser, but rather there's no inyan. And David shouldn't have done it. But there's no lav. And therefore, the Sefer HaChinuch didn't bring it down as a lav, stam, only b'shas melchama. So again, we wanted to understand why the Sefer HaChinuch only brings down b'shas melchama. You see that it applies to David, even shelo b'shas melchama, when he sought out the good of Hanun Melech Amon. So the answer is no, it wasn't mamish alav. The lav is b'shas melchama. B'shas melchama, you're not allowed to make shalom with them, and the pasuk is talking about lo sidra shalom v'tavasim, is talking about melchama. Elamai v'tavad ha-melech, there was a tiny, you see in the Torah that you're not supposed to act towards them in a humane way, and therefore even the nashim and the taf, you're allowed to kill them in melchama. So once you see that that's Das Torah, so if there was a tain on David, al titzadik harbe, not that he was mamish over and alav, but that he didn't do the right thing. And therefore, the minchas chid, the sefer chinuch, are just going with pash pshat in the pasuk. Whereas David HaMelech should have understood in his own that you have to go a little bit further. You see what the yachas, what the relationship is supposed to be towards Ammon and Moav. So therefore, he shouldn't have done that chesed with Hanun and sent his servants to console him. And why doesn't the Minchas Chinuch, why doesn't the Sefer HaChinuch bring down the Isser of Tovasam? So, because he learns that Tovasam is not Mamish an Isser, only Shlomam is an Isser. Tovasam isn't an Isser. Because the Isser of Shalom is talking about B'Shas HaMelchama, and even though we would get a great benefit from having shalom with them, from the fact that Torah tells us not to do it, it must be that it's mamish and iser. But tovasim is in mamish and iser, so therefore the chinuch doesn't bring it down. The Rambam says no, they're in the same pasuk, so they must both apply. Both shlomam and tovasim are both isurim. ואין שם במנחת חינוך שהוא נקט שעליו שלא תדרוש גם לאחר גירות. In other words, that they were not allowed to seek out their good and their peace is even after gerus, like the love of lo yavo amoni moavi bekal Hashem al she'lo kidmu eschem b'lechem uvamayim. And on this it says lo sidrosh. And just like the reisha of al she'lo kidmu eschem who be gerusan who had in b'seifa the lo sidrosh. Because it says that an Amoni and a Moavi are now that it become Kumbikal Hashem. You're now allowed to accept them as converts. Why? Because Lo Kidmu Eschem Alechem Uvamayim. And on that it says Lo Sidrosh. And that it says don't seek out their peace. Meaning, even if they convert, don't seek out their peace and their good. Doesn't matter if they convert. So that's all the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. However, this is not brought down by the poskim. V'lo uvadin zeh b'poskim shesatmu mashma she'ein ela b'giyutan. So it's mashma the poskim that l'maisa, if they're misgayer, then you're allowed to be nice to them. And it's only b'giyusam. The Minchas Chinuch learns it's even b'geirusam. But the other poskim old notes, dafka b'giyusam. So what's the explanation? As lefi dvareinu, mikivan sheyisod alav hu she'en klapeyam hanagah mitchayevet mechamat heyotam nivrim b'tzelem, lo she'ach zeh l'begiutan, aval lachar shenitgayru shebechlal Yisrael hem, ba'al korcheinu chayil klapayu kol hanagot hamechuyavot mitzad Yisrael b'dinei Yisrael, ולא יתכן איסור זה וכנען אהיו עליהם מתחייב מצד עצם היותם בני אדם. ומשום כך בעל כורחנו שאין עליו אלא בגיעותם. But the whole word is not to relate to them in a humane way that you would normally relate to those who are created with Selam Elohim. So that's only בגיעותם. But after they're Mizgayer and they're part of Klal Yisrael, so then you act to them like you would act towards other Jews. And there's no Isser. Because normally you're not relating to them in the normal humane way you relate to human beings because of their bad behavior. But once they become part of the Jewish people, so then Pashi, you relate to them as you relate to a Jew in a humane way. So we saw the words of the Hagos Maimonios. And Hagos Maimonios brings from the Baal Sefer Yerayim that you're allowed to repay kindness. You're not allowed to do kindness with them. B'medvarim amurim b'drishat shalom, but tashlumei shalom is mutter. To repay is mutter. And we see that by David. And then we had a kasha, yet David wasn't beseder. And then the Or Sameach answered the kasha. David wasn't beseder that he did chesed with the son. But with the father, who did chesed with you directly, you're allowed to do chesed. And then we ask, but if the vort is that you're allowed to repay a chesed, what's in this between the son and a father? Even if you're repaying the son, the vort is that you're repaying the chesed. So that was what we saw in the previous shir. So now we can say as follows: She'omnam asul ledrosh shlomam, shu'inyan enoshi bein adam le'adam, v'nesar b'lav hityachasut aleihem ki'adam. Achen kol zeh kishedrishat ha'shalom mitzad ha'adamu, aval kishegamlu chesed ha'drisha mechamat ha'chesed hu. ובחייגיו נלקה איסורה, מעונם גם חסד האביב מחייב דרישת שלום מצד החסד. וזהו עשה כדעתך דוד, וכן עניין זה עצמו של גמול לבן עבור מעשה אביו הוא מצד התייחסות אנושית. אם לא כן, אין עניין בבן מצד אביו. אם כן, עצם הגמילות חסד מצד אביו לבנו נגד העניין של המון המואב, שנסער לגלות כלפים יחס אנושי. שבמעשה דוד בא לידי ביטוי בתשלום לבן עבור מעשה אב, ומשום כך נענש דוד. אבל מצד עצמו חזינה, דעל גמילות חסדים, לקה איסורה. אז יש כאן סברה עמוקה, ש... to answer the kasha, that it's true that you're not allowed to be darei shleimam, which is a matter of being humane. It's an inyan enoshi bein adam le'adam. And we're not allowed to be mityachez to amun and mov, like we would to a normal adam. So that's all when the drishas shalom is mitzad the adam. But if they did chesed, why are we being darei shalom? Why are we being darei shteva? Because of the chesed, not because they're people. In other words, the yisr is machmas shem b'nei adam. But if we're doing it machmas that they're people, then it's mutter. And that's the havamin of David. The havamin of David is that it should be mutter because I'm not acting kindly because it's the humane thing to do. I'm doing it, that would be forbidden to Amon and Moav. I'm doing it because he did a chesed with me. So I'm repaying the kindness. However, why is he doing it to the son? When you do kindness with the son, that's because of Mashu Enoshi. That's because of the human aspect. In other words, the son comes from the father. So Zem Itzadit Yachasut Enoshit. Otherwise, what's the kesher between the son and the father? Simanch is a Mashu Enoshi. It must be something humane. It's part of the family. It's part of their humanity. That a son relates back to the father. So doing chesed for the son on behalf, in response to the chesed of the father, that's asur to do with Amon and Moav. But the etzem chesed in repayment for chesed, that's beseder. In other words, it's yachasut enoshit is asur. But that's when you're doing the relating to them in an enoshi way, because when you're related to them in an enoshi way, that's why you're doing the chesed. But if you're doing the chesed, not mitzad enoshiut, but mitzad chesed, then it's mutter. What was the taina on David? The taina on David is that you're not doing it mitzad the chesed, because you're doing it for the son. And that already brings the enoshi aspect back in. That's already part of the humanity. He's the father's son. So as part of their humanity, the relationship between father and son, zet yachasut enoshit, and that's already aser. But from this, from Dante's Gedlingen, from this we can imply that if it would just be mitzad the chesed itself, that's why you're doing the chesed, that's why you're doing Dorei Shlomo, not mitzad et yachasut enoshit, but rather mitzad et yachasut lachesed. Hadrisha, kishegamlu chesed hadrisha, being Dorei Shlomo, is machmas hachesed. In such a case, there's no iser, and that's what the Hagos Maimonios was saying. It's b'med dvarim amorim b'drishat shalom, v'tashlomei shalom mutar. And we've arrived from David. This tain is on David because he was doing it with the son. And that's mitzad et yachasut enoshit. But if it would have been with the father, then it would have been, the drisha of shalom would have been mitzad the chesed. So you're allowed to repay a chesed with a chesed. Because then you're not being doresh there shloma mitzad enoshiut shalem, elo mitzad ha... החסד שהם עשו, אז זה משהו אחר, זה מותר. אז מזה למד הגות ממוניות, מזה למד הבעל יראים, הסדין. או אפשר לומר באופן אחר קצת, שהבאנו מדברי המדרש, יש שם טענה של אל תצדק הרבה. It says in the Medrash, there's a taina of, David, don't be such a great tzaddik. Don't be such a great tzaddik. Doing kindness with Chanun, the son of Nachash, the king of Ammon. But we said before that it's not mamish alav lahedya. Right, that was the kasha that we saw. How can the chinuch say it's only b'shas mocham? We see here it's not b'shas mocham. So we said that it's only talking about the Isser, like the Pasuk is talking about B'shas Mulchama. And the Tainan David is to understand from the spirit of the Pasuk that one shouldn't seek out their peace. even if it's not b'shas mocham, and therefore the tanya was al titzda karbit. Don't be such a grace tzaddik, even though you're not being over on the lav behedya, but you're being over on the ruach halav, and the spirit of the lav. That's what you're transgressing. So that's what we said before. As omnam b'hashavat chesed ein isu, when you're repaying a chesed, on that there's no iser, like the Ra'im said, like the Baal Yireim said, but David, lo asa mitzad ratzono aprati. David didn't do it because of his own personal ratzon, but he felt that he was obligated based on yosher and tzedek, based on what's right, what's proper, what's straight. And on this God said to him, al titzdak harbe, don't be such a great tzaddik. Sheklape amonu mo'av, ein mechayev, ma shemechayev klape acharim, mitzad ha-yosher ha-enoshi. There's a certain type of yosher, of yashrus that you have to have in life, not towards Amon and Moav. They're an exception to the rule. Al titzdak harbe, don't be a bigger tzaddik than what it says in the Torah. Aval ilu, hayab is a yisur lav, if it was mamash lav, then David wouldn't have been over. So again, the taina on David was al titzdak harbe. Don't be more firm than the Torah. Don't feel a mechuyavut al pi yosher v'tzedek, because that doesn't apply to them, even though it's not mamish alav. Because when it comes to Amon and Moav, what's the lav? The lav is stam doing chesed with them. But if you want to repay the chesed because it's yosher, that's not mamish alav. But that's just not in the spirit of the law. Because the spirit of the law says that they don't deserve such behavior. And that's where the Ra'im gets that it's not mamish and isser. So there are one of two ways we've just explained that the Ra'im got that it's not mamish and isser to repay good. Number one, because it's only usher if it's mitzad ha'adam, but if it's mitzad the chesed, then it's permitted. And the reason David was over is because he did the chesed with the son. He repaid the chesed to the son. And that's already mashu enoshi, zet yachasut enoshit. And that's what the lav is. And therefore David was over on the lav, but we can learn from here that if you're just repaying the chesed to the person himself, it's fine. And the reason, because then you're not doing it, the drishas hashalom is only asur mitzad ha'adam, not if it's mitzad ha'chesed. And the reason David was over on the lav is because he did it mitzad, he was over on the isur mitzad ha'chesed, and then mitzad ha'adam, because he did chesed with the son. But from here you can learn that if you do chesed with the person himself to repay the chesed, then it's mutter. Because then you're not doing it because it's a tiyachasut elehem ke adam. You're doing the chesed because you're mityachas to the chesed. Chesed mul chesed. That's one reason to explain the Yireim brought by the Gos Mimonios. And another way is that David HaMelech wasn't mamish over on Alav. He was just over on Al Titzdak Harbe. Don't be such a great tzaddik. Don't go beyond what the Torah says. Because the Torah tells you not to do a chesed with them. Why shouldn't you do a chesed with them? Because you don't act with them. They don't deserve that you should be nice to them. So what's mamish alav? It's mamish alav. Just stop to be nice to them. But David HaMelech was nice to them to Melech Amon, because he felt that that's yashrus. And the Altistak Harbe is saying, listen, you're not mamish over on alav, because you're doing it mitzad yashrus. Since you're doing it mitzad yashrus, and not in order to be nice to them, then you're not over on the lav. But still, al titzdak harbe. Don't be a greater tzaddik than the Torah, because ideally, you shouldn't act with yashrus towards Amon and Moav. Ein mechayev ma shemechayev klapei achi mitzad yosher ha'enoshi. And don't be more of a tzaddik than what it says in the Torah. So if it was a lav, according to this Mahalach Chas Shalom, David would be over on a lav. But it must be that there isn't a lav. And that's how the Yireim learns that if you're doing it to repay a chesed, it's not a lav. Because that's yashrus. And if you're doing it mitzad yashrus, it's not a lav to be kind to Ammon and Moab. And the Tainan David was that he should have understood l'fnim b'shiras ha'din. Al titzdak harbe. They don't even deserve such behavior. Even if it's to repay, that's also not the ideal. And this taka Tainan David, why he did this, but not that he was over on the lav. Because the lav is just drisha shalom. That's what the Torah asks who's a maker ha'din. And the tashlumei shalom, that you're doing mitzad yashrus, and not because you want to be nice to them, but just because it's the right thing to do, that's also not the ideal. But you see from David, from the fact that he did it, it must be that it's not a lav. And yes, the Medrash has a tain on David, but that's only on titzdak harbe, not that he was mamish over on a lav, just that he went too far. So we still have a lot more to do, to discuss. And in the meantime, this was awesome. But I wanted, the reason I got to this year was because I wanted to talk about the Rus. Because that's where we're going now. We're going into Rus. It's Rus time. So please stay tuned. And we're going to see more Neflos Gedolos Mitoras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.